Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klauman Beis, and restarting Simon Yud. So Simon Yud points out that we mentioned this already multiple times in our discussions, that calls that everything which we've said, starting from Simon Hay. So till this point, is Keshur Ratzol Lechel Mishnayim. You're going to be eating both of them. The question is, which one do you make the bracha on? Do you make the bracha on the larger one, the Sharlim, the Pas Yisrael, the Naki, the better species, etc. If he only wants to eat one of the two, even though there are multiple pieces of bread there, and he happens to have a reason right now, he only wants to eat the spelt bread as opposed to the wheat bread, or the barley bread as opposed to the wheat bread, or the non-sholim. So Yivatzei Allah Ben Lachash Tom Sheni Masha Chasher B'Yosir. He's allowed him Yivatzei whatever he wants to eat. There's no chiyuv for him to be concerned about the better one. The Mishmur does add one point. This is talking about that the person has a specific reason why he wants to choose this piece of bread, whatever it might be. But if he's totally parv, he really doesn't care. Either one is fine. So if both options are available, obviously it would make sense to take the better one for the purpose of the bracha. So then he would. So till now we're discussing that he plans to have both. The question is, which one should he make the bracha on? Here we're talking about he's only eating one of the two, but he doesn't mind eating either one. So again, he should take advantage of these milas of sholeim and noki, etc., for the purpose of the bracha. Okay. Simon Yud Aleph, he goes through the actual procedure of saying the Birchas HaMotzi properly. So first thing he says is Yikach HaPas B'Beis Yodav B'Shas Bracha. So the Chiddush in that is normally we say that a person makes a bracha on something, that he should hold it in his right hand. There's no need to hold it with both hands. So bread is the exception. And instead of holding with just one hand, the right hand, he should hold it with both hands. And the reason is because the person has 10 fingers. There are 10 words in the Birchas, in the bracha. There are 10 mitzvahs which are relevant to the process of getting the grain to the point of being able to make a bracha of a mitzvah on it. So there are various different concepts. There's 10 words in the Pasuk of Enichol Elach Yisaberu. There are various different reasons why the Maram is to the concept of 10. So therefore, we want to put our 10 fingers on the bread to be Maramis to all of those things that are represented in the Pas in the number 10. Umitzel HaHobi Al HaShulchan Melach Litva by Prusas HaMotzi. It's appropriate to bring salt to the table. The person's table functions like his mizbeach. Mizbeach was the source of kapar for Klal Yisrael once upon a time, and now that is nowadays our shulchan is the place of kapara by sharing our food with others as well and learning Torah on the table, etc. So just like by the karbonis, there's the inyan of having salt. So the inyan of having salt on the table. So the inyan of having salt on the table, whether you're going to be saying a mitzvah or not, whether you're going to be using the salt or not. The next point is that a person normally during the meal would add salt onto his bread, it tasted better. So since he's going to be adding salt during the meal to be able to make his bread taste better, obviously he should do so for the bracha. So he should have it on the table already at the moment of the bracha, to be able to make the bracha with the salt on the bread, and it tastes better. The Shulchan Aruch does continue and says, if that's the reason, if you have bread which is made from fine flour, where it tastes good even without the salt, or alternatively, there is salt in the dough, then there's no need to add salt to the bread. So that which is important to have salt, b'shas berachas hamotzi, nowadays becomes almost irrelevant. The vast amount of flour which we're using is going to be fine flour. Any bread almost that we're getting, with the exception of matzah, has salt in it. Even the matzah, even though it doesn't have salt in it, it still has the advantage of being from fine flour. So there's really no compelling reason for a person to add salt onto his berachas hamotzi. Unless a person happens to really enjoy salt, and he's planning to add salt to his bread during the meal, then it would be appropriate to add salt to the bread at the berachas hamotzi. The inyan of having salt on the table still is relevant, and the Mishabur brings, based on the Kabbalah, that a person should specifically dip the bread into the salt, and it should be three times. So a person wants to fulfill the Kabbalistic concept of having salt together with the bread, it's specifically dipping, and it's specifically three times. But pouring salt on the bread would not fulfill the Kabbalistic concept. The halacha concept, a person, it is not really necessary to have salt. Nowadays, it doesn't really add too much to the flavor of the bracha. So it's not an inyan of kavod to the bracha. And the inyan of having salt on the table, the person should have. The appropriate time to have salt on the table is from before people start to wash. The salt represents the bismelach, and the Medrash says when Klai Yisrael is sitting by the table and they're waiting for the moitzi because they're waiting for the balabayas, and they're sitting without saying divrei Torah, so the salt on the table acts as a protective measure, a protective shield against any peronius, because the Russian promised the bismelach to Klai Yisrael. Have a good day.